However, in Oklahoma City, the temperatures are 98 degrees because they keep all temperature in the state before shipping it elsewhere. Here's another email from Diane about names, crazy names for kids. Jody, love the show. I know a woman who named her first child a girl, Stormy. Her second, also a girl, Rainy. And her third, a boy, Sunny. No wonder her husband divorced her after the last one. P.S. Please read this when she is a listener and probably praying no one will tell her story.
Reach out and touch Jody Dean and the Morning Team.
Welcome.
Online at KLUV.com. By phone at 214-787-1987. Or email us at mornings@KLUV.com. 98.7
98.7 K-Dog, Jody Dean. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Yeah, this coming Saturday night, Caleb presents Craig Parker as Elvis Presley, a special tribute concert Saturday night, August 2nd, that is, at the Hotel Intercontinental, 31 years after the fact. 31 years ago, Elvis Presley left us. The show includes a special pre-concert panel with Elvis friends and confidants. You can visit the website, KLUV.com, for more details and to reserve your seats. In fact, what we'll do is we'll put a link to Craig's website on the morning show page at KLUV.com. His website is thekinglives.com, thekinglives.com, and you can actually see him in concert with the band, the backup singers, the works, and you can get a feel for what you're going to enjoy this coming Saturday night. I think John Summers is actually going to host the discussion, and he's going to be your host for the evening. It's going to be a fantastic show, and when you see people, it's a lot like going to Jersey Boys. When you see people up in the aisles doing conga lines and dancing through the house, it is really amazing, and Craig is every bit as good as we say he is, and trust me, when it comes to tribute artists, I may be the most skeptical, if not cynical, person you will ever meet, because I've seen some really bad ones before.
Yeah.
We all have, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Craig Parker is at the other end of the spectrum. It is some kind of show, and I think tickets start at only $20.
So
it's a wonderful evening. There will be a bar inside the room. There are discounts available for the restaurants and so forth, and you can even stay tonight if you want for, I think, $98.70. It's an incredible
deal. That's a deal.
Yeah, it is a deal at the Hotel Intercontinental, so just make a night of it. Getaway weekend or something at KLUV.com. You can find all the details there. Hi, you're on K-Love.
Good morning, 366.
Whoa. Okay, I'm ready to become an Azel Hornet.
Dean and the Morning Team on 98.7 K-Love.
Hey, it's Kathy Church, the best single way to have fun.
98.7 K-Love, Jody Dean, 614, here on this Monday morning, July 28th. A bunch of emails from folks this morning, got to get through. Let's see, here's one. This is from Kay in Frisco. Jody, thanks for brightening the morning every day for my husband and me. We moved here from Southern California last April, 07. Right away found the morning show on K-Love. Could not be happier. I don't know if you're familiar with Big D and Bubba on KTPI in Antelope Valley north of Los Angeles, but we thought they were the best until we heard you guys.
Well,
I work at Frisco ISD, so I'm off for a number of weeks in the summer, which means I can listen to the whole show every day now instead of just part of it. What a treat. We love everyone on the show. You guys bring an amazing balance of humor, current events, curiosities, interviews, and music to the mornings. Keep up the fantastic mix.
What was the name of the other show?
Bubba, Big D and Bubba.
We need to get a recording of them.
I think we should listen in.
They have a great name.
I think we should see what we're being compared to.
Well, yeah.
Here's an email from Frank. The city of Dallas should give the show an award for helping prevent auto accidents in the morning. At 6 a.m., my wife and I are driving into Dallas from Corsicana. We're busy commenting or laughing about the topics being discussed. No dozing off or sleep going on in our car. Helping prevent auto accidents. Listening to K-Love. Keep up the good times.
Wow.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. In fact, we were nominated for an award I saw over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Not only 98.7 K-Love, but the K-Love Morning Show. Nominated by what? Radio and Records?
Radio and Records Industry Achievement Award.
Industry
stuff.
Which begs the question, have they actually listened?